today on Real Radio.
To whom he also presented himself alive after his sufferings by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and having them assembled together with them, he commanded them to not depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Isn't that awesome? Don't leave Jerusalem until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then you can go anywhere you want.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through Paul's letter to the Ephesians. We're in chapter 5 and focusing on a particular verse, verse 18. It's a double command that we are not to be drunk or under the influence of any abused substance for that matter, but rather to be filled with God's Holy Spirit. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs in a presentation called Living the Spirit-Filled Life.
And he loves us when we're, he loves us anyway, but he loves us to be in that condition. Oh God, I can't do this. There's no way I can do this. And God says, yes, yes, cry, freak out, panic some more, so that when I do it through you, I'll get all the glory and you'll stand there and say, isn't God great? You see? He loves to do it that way. It's the way that he works. We need to be under the Holy Spirit's control in every way. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, I believe it's what Paul was speaking about when he's talking about the Spirit-filled life, when he said, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of Christ. I believe that's walking under the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, he is wanting to condition us to be dependent upon him. Again, in three areas. Moment by moment. I want to come back to this in a second. But moment by moment, day by day, and year by year, we are to be dependent and conditioned to be dependent upon him. Now, you and I don't think much about this, but moment by moment, do you realize that without the power of God, you would die right now? You know, the only reason why you're alive is because God says so right now. Did you know that? Did you know that God could take a couple of cells and tell them to do a U-turn right now and you would die in an instant? You know there are chemicals that you can place on your tongue and you'll be dead in milliseconds? Just a chemical with such a violent reaction, it kills you instantly. We are alive right now, moment by moment, day by day, year by year. And God is teaching us and he wants us to be dependent upon him, moment by moment. When we lay down to go to bed tonight, will you wake up tomorrow? Will you see the sun tomorrow or the rain? Will you see it? You don't know that. I don't know that. Isn't it funny? Think, look, feel. Do you feel inside? Think. You and I assume that tomorrow we're going to do thus and so, right? Well, we have to. It's on our day timer. No. What about the people today? Today, did you see the news? One day, by 2 o'clock today, there were 300 accidents on our freeways here, locally. Locally, I mean in the region. 300 accidents and fatalities. Where were those people going? Were they going home? Or were they going to work? And their lives were taken from them. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And then he goes into verse 18. Be filled with the Spirit. Do the will of God. You can't do the will of God without the Spirit-filled life. Second thing is, supernatural power is the only way that we can really love one another. Did you know that? Well, I'm pretty nice just on my own. You're not. You're nice if people are nice to you. But what happens if somebody jumps in your face? What happens if somebody says, you know, they start to contend with you? Oh, man, you know what? And they really start to get in. How do you respond? Oh, yeah? Or do you feel this Holy Spirit keeping the lid on things? It's amazing. Loving one another takes supernatural power. And then the third thing is, regarding supernatural power, is to war against the world and the flesh and the devil himself. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and boy, I can't wait to get to Ephesians chapter 6 when we get to the armor. But we need to be filled with the Spirit to do battle. And if you're thinking tonight, well, you know, I'm not in any battle. You're the poor knucklehead that's in the biggest battle.
Well, I don't deal with any spiritual activity.
You've been so sucked into the whole thing. You're right in the middle of the war, and the bombs are going off, and you're blindfolded, just like, you know, you're sipping your pina colada thing or whatever, and life's great. You don't even know what's happening. The devil's got you all duped. Then there's some Christians who say, oh, I don't think there's even really a devil. Oh, man, he's really got you now. It's a battle. I talk with Christians and they say, I really want to get involved in ministry. Great. What do you think I should do? Well, pray. Read your Bible. Get ready. Okay, yeah, because, man, I really want to get involved in ministry. And they launch out, and all of a sudden, look, you launch out, and the moment God blesses something, listen, I don't want to scare you, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Right?
Amen. I hope so. Oh, no.
Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. So everybody's, let's go. Come on, let's serve, man. And the moment you get a setback, listen, you hear this. What was that sound? Oh, don't worry about it. It's just some demon drawing a bead on you. He's going to shoot you. Me? And you want to quit? I can't serve anymore. Why? Ever since I signed up, man, my dog got sick, my car got a flat. You want me to serve God under these conditions? Listen, if you're going to serve him, you know what? You just kind of put on the gear and you put the black camouflage stuff on your face, spiritually, and you go straight ahead. I'm serious. Oh, I don't think we should go. We're going to battle. Remember, I was going recently, I had this big time pain in my side, and I got poked and stabbed and probed and this way and that, and all this stuff, and you guys had been praying, and it hurt so much, I missed the service, and I was all messed up, and yesterday I had my last test, and they can't find a thing. Well, you know what? A couple weeks ago, I was heading to speak to the Calvary Chapel Castle in Austria at the pastor's conference. And this thing had been bothering me for a month. And I had gone to some super duper doctors, some great guys. And I don't know why. I still don't know why to this day. But the moment I got to, we did the Sunday service. As soon as we got done with the third service, I mean, it was so crazy. I went out this door and jammed to LAX and just barely got on the plane. But the moment I sat down, I clicked on the seatbelt, and the pain stopped. And that was a constant pain. It would not go away. The moment I got this moment I got on that airplane to put the seatbelt on, the pain stopped. My doctor told me, don't travel. I don't want you traveling. I want you to stay in bed. I don't want you to move. And I'm a very bad patient, as you can tell. But the thing is, it had to be spiritual. It had to be a spiritual thing. We will lose the war if we're not filled with the Spirit. And none of us are exempt from running out of juice, running out of power, running out of strength that the Spirit of God wants to infuse into us. I want to quickly, give me 5 more minutes if you would, quickly give you some verses for you to jot down. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. The former account, O Theophilus, Theos, God, and Philistus, lover. O lover of God, of all that Jesus began to both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given a commandment to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his sufferings by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and having them assembled together with them, he commanded them to not depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Isn't that awesome? Don't leave Jerusalem until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then you can go anywhere you want. Important verse. The activity of being filled with the Spirit. Acts 1, verses 7 through 9. Jot it down. The activity of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts 1, verses 7 through 9. They asked him, Lord, will you restore the kingdom to Israel at this time? And Jesus says, it's not for you to know the times and the seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power. When? When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem. Why there? Because they were supposed to wait there first for the filling. And in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up into a cloud and received up out of their sight. That's the activity of being filled with the Spirit. You will have power to be a witness. How's your witnessing? How's your example? If it's weak, you need to be filled. Number 2, the purpose for being filled. John 14, 16. Jesus says, I will pray to the Father and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he has dwelt with you, and he shall be in you. Jesus says, I will not leave you orphaned, I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live. This is very bizarre. Listen carefully, it's exciting. The world's not going to see me anymore, but you're going to see me because I live, and you will live also. And in that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. How's that? By the power of the Holy Spirit. The third thing is the result of being filled. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I still have 3 minutes, so we're doing really good. The result of being filled. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Now, on the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were seated. Then there appeared unto them divided tongues as of fire, looked like fire. It wasn't fire, it just looked like it. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. By the way, in each account, there's five accounts of the Holy Spirit descending upon a body of believers. And each of the five accounts given in the book of Acts, each have different manifestations. One of them here is speaking in tongues, and all those that were there understood the wonderful works of God. In some of the accounts, they were filled with the Spirit, and there's nothing recorded that happened. In another account, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he spoke the Word of God with boldness. Isn't that interesting? The result of being filled. Well, jot this down, please. If you're filled with the Spirit, you're going to have a directed life. God will direct your life. He will be able to direct your life if you're Spirit-filled. You'll have a holy life. 1 Peter says, be holy, even as I am holy. And that's not like some thing about, hey, straighten up, stand up, you nincompoop, be holy because I'm holy. That's not what he's saying. A lot of people take it that way. No, he's saying, you know what? Because I'm holy, you can be holy too. A Spirit-filled life is a directed life. It's a holy life. It's a meaningful life. You've got meaning to your life. You've got a purpose. Ephesians 2:10 tells us this, that we have works that God has created, that we should walk in them. You'll never get in them unless you're Spirit-filled. We'll have an ordered life. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your paths. Our lives will be ordered. And then joyful. We'll have a joyful life. In 1 Peter 1:8, the Bible says, even though we haven't seen, in whom we have not seen Him, though now yet you do not see Him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible. You see God working in your life, and it's like, you don't need to see Him, do you? If you saw Him anyway, He'd freak you out and kill you anyhow. He's so holy. No eyes can behold Him. I think that's so cute. God wanted to reveal, actually, Moses says, God, can I see you? God says, "You can't. I'd love you, Moses, but you can't see me to kill you." So what does God do? He stuffs him in the, Moses, hide out in the crack of that rock. He could just see him. You know, pushes him in the little crack of the rock. Okay, when I come by, okay, after I'm gone, then open your eyes and uncover your face and look, and you'll see my afterglow. My afterburners. After I go by, you'll see where I was. And that, what happened to Moses? I mean, he didn't even see God. God goes, okay, hang on, here I come. Goes by, okay, open your eyes. Moses opens his eyes and, wow, and he comes down from the hill or from the mountain. And he's so suntan, he's glowing. He's got a bag over his head. Because he doesn't want them to see the glory departing from his face. It was God's afterglow. Moses is like, well, man, major radiation, UV, awesome. And it was just his afterglow. It wasn't even his presence. It's incredible. The Spirit-filled life is a God-dependent life. That's what God was teaching the children of Israel for 40 years. The Spirit-filled life, again, Jesus said, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. John 7:37. How do we get Spirit-filled? Every day. How does it happen? Moment by moment. Remember last time together? This is the verse. Here's the answer. Luke 11:11. If your son asked for you bread, will you, as a father, give him a stone? If he asked for a fish, will you give him a serpent? Chew on this. If he asked for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you then, being goofy or weak or evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? It's pathetic to think that there are Christians who won't ask. I can't imagine. Remember this, and we're done. John baptized using water as the element, and repentance was the issue. The baptism of John. In Matthew 3:11. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, the Holy Spirit was the baptizer. The body of Christ is the element, and initiation into the body is the issue. That's the baptism by the Spirit. But in Acts chapter 1, Jesus is Himself the baptizer. The element is the Holy Spirit rather than the water, or rather than the body of Christ. And the issue is power. And in Acts chapter 19, there's a wonderful story there given regarding power when the Holy Spirit comes upon our life. Is your life an overflowing Christian life? Is what God doing in your life an example for other believers to experience? None of us are perfect, and all of us are going to fail. But how are we affecting one another? The difference is if we're filled.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called Living the Spirit-Filled Life, a study taken from Ephesians 5:18. We'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio with more. Now remember that a week from this Friday, it's the Southern California Prophecy Conference that gets underway here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. That's February 20th, 21st, and 22nd. The Southern California Prophecy Conference. And remember, there's no registration fee. We've taken the unprecedented step of waiving that cost simply because we want to get the information into your hands. And if you'd like to find out more, visit SoCalProphecyConference.com. Just a visit to SoCalProphecyConference.com. You'll quickly learn that had we not waived the registration fee, it would still be worth it. SoCalProphecyConference.com. You'll see a lineup of all the conference's contributors. You can also call us toll-free if you'd like, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called Living the Spirit-Filled Life, a study taken from Ephesians 5:18. We'll continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio with more in our journey through this New Testament letter. On tomorrow's edition of Real Radio, you'll hear a conversation we recorded with Pastor Jack regarding the upcoming Southern California Prophecy Conference. So be sure and listen in and learn more details about the event and what will be addressed. Meanwhile, to learn more about the Southern California Prophecy Conference that gets underway here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, starting a week from tomorrow, visit realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org, or SoCalProphecyConference.com, SoCalProphecyConference.com. Either way, they both direct you to the site that provides you with all the information you need about the Southern California Prophecy Conference, including the fact that there is no registration fee this year. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.